Part 1, Chapter 1, Why Real Estate. You can get a big check in days, not years. I started in real estate investment business after attending a two-day seminar back in 1982, and luckily one or two of those things that I learned that day stuck. I quickly discovered a whole new world of opportunity was out there, and I'd never seen it before. A world built around using my brain, not my back, with huge paydays and freedom from swapping hours for dollars. Now, not long after that seminar, I had 276 rental units. That may sound wonderful, but I sat down to pay my family utility bills one day and discovered there wasn't enough money to cover them, which led me to take a real hard look at this mess that I had made. I'd become a paper millionaire, but couldn't even pay my bills. I couldn't eat equity. There just was no way to get the grocery store to take it. So that's when I started to look for cash flow. It was the chain of events that led to me to develop the quick turn method that we use today in the world. Now, you can make $10,000 or up to $100,000 or more in this business with just one deal, even a low price market. It doesn't take many deals like that each year to make a good living. This book is full of real life examples of people who have reclaimed their lives after I showed them the magical world of quick start real estate. Now, I won't be reading all of the testimonial letters in this audio version, but you can get the written version or download it by going to ronsfreebook.com, ronsfreebook.com, and there you can have it sent to you or download it, and you'll find all of the letters that we've received in the book and also a huge resource section in the back and a glossary of terms that you won't find on this audio version. Most people work all their lives to get pensions equal to half the wages they were earning, wages that didn't even cover their bills. And you have the opportunity to take the future in your own hands and build cash flow that will continue whether you have a job or not. We call that residual income. The first step is to take care of today's cash flow needs before you start building an empire. And once those needs are met and you possess the ability to generate cash, there are countless ways to turn that cash into consistent cash flow and provide for a secure retirement. You don't have to wait. Some people think the only way to make money in real estate is to buy a rental property, sit on it for 20 or 30 years, and contend with the bad tenants and the plugged toilets and the negative cash flow, and then sell it off for a profit. But that assumes there is something left of the house and that inflation hasn't decreased the value, property value, and it also assumes that during the holding period, the owners don't get so frustrated with the property management, they just quit, which is what happens to so many people. My intention is not to discourage the use of real estate as a retirement tool or to indicate that people shouldn't hold property for long term. In fact, I honestly believe the greatest profits that you can get in real estate are holding them long term. Huge fortunes have been amassed, some accidentally, of course, but by holding on the property, they only grow in value, and the longer you hold the property, the more money you will make. However, I didn't care about that in my beginning days. I only cared about food. But most people don't have the luxury of time or the blind luck to make money while they sleep, and most are not property equipped with knowledge and a clear-cut action plan before they start to buy properties. I've seen many people who think owning a few houses will make them rich enough in five years to retire and go fishing all day. And more often, the opposite happens. The houses drag them down, and the owners who weren't properly trained to deal with the realities of real estate ownership, those owners didn't have the knowledge you'll get from this book, and it created more harm than good in their life. And then sometimes it literally put them in bankruptcy from total mismanagement because they didn't really take time to learn how to handle the assets after they learned how to buy them. The good news is, if your intentions are to buy real estate to generate more cash, and if you want to have the cash flow now rather than years from now, listen up. There's a way to do just that. It involves flipping houses fast, or what I call quick turning. Now, I have bought and sold more than 3,000 houses for fast cash, and along the way I developed a system that anyone who has the desire and willingness to learn can duplicate and make work for them, regardless of their financial condition. We're going to study all the aspects of this system step by step in the following chapters. Now, if you think you need a lot of money and good credit, or you have to be a genius to make money in real estate, or that you have to be a landlord and put up with plugged tenants and toilets toilets and tenants calling you all times of the day and night, Wrong. It just isn't so. In this book, you'll learn how to convert houses to fast cash no matter where you live in North America, regardless of whether you're wealthy or flat broke. In fact, if you're broke, you may actually have an advantage because you have no choice but to learn before you leap. Can't spend money and fix it. Those who have money tend to leap before they learn, then blame their failure on the system, or the economy, or their spouses, or their children, or their mother-in-law, or whoever else they can find. It's not them, it's you. Learn to do it right, so you won't have to apologize to anyone later. These are the three basic reasons to buy non-owner-occupied real estate. One, quick cash profits now. Two, monthly cash flow. And three, long-term growth. But wait, you say, what about tax shelters? Well, forget about tax shelters for now. Those days are not gone, but they've changed a lot, and they're not a reason to buy real estate right now. Many properties bought for tax shelters before the 1986 tax change were soon owned by the Resolution Trust Corporation or the lending institution that made the loan. This is especially true for such large properties, apartments, and commercial buildings that were sold for a fraction of their former value. Today, tax benefits are a bonus, but not a reason to buy. Once you're sure your family's needs are being met, you can afford to invest in some keepers for long-term growth. You'll learn more about that strategy in the following chapters. For now, I'll assume you want to know how to make fast cash without using your money or credit. Why real estate? One thing is sure, people always need a place to live. Why not be in a business that will never lack customers? Why not work at something that produces paychecks in the thousands, whether you are involved part-time or full-time? How'd you like to go where you want, when you want, stay as long as you want, and never worry about what's happening while you're away? And then there's the recognition you'll get for being a person who can find houses for people who never thought they could be homeowners. Best of all, why not be in a business that's recession-proof? You'll learn how to make money with real estate in spite of the economy, interest rates, or the market situation. And the only real difference between the haves and the haves-not is knowledge converted to action. It's certainly not their credit or their bank account. When I started in 1982, the prime rate was 18% interest. Times were tough, money was tight, and chaos rampant in the real estate industry. Realtors were dropping like flies, and Wall Street had no kind words to say for real estate. Yet somehow I managed to buy 23 properties my first 6 months in business without using a dime of my own money and made an average profit on each deal of about $17,000 per house. Me, a dead broke auto mechanic with no previous real estate experience and a bankruptcy on my record. Even though I was new and clueless, I managed to make more money in my first 6 months than I had made in the previous year swapping hours for dollars, 60 hours a week. Today, my experience is quite normal for those of my students who exceed their job income quickly with real estate. You'll read about a few of them in the following chapters, and it didn't take me long to learn that wealth comes from chaos, and when everyone else is complaining how tough times are, smart people smell opportunity and run right toward the chaos. Little or no credit needed. There are two ways to lose in my world. Well, actually, there's three. One is to write a big check to buy a house. Don't write the check, can't lose a check. It's not rocket science. You can buy all the houses you need, including your primary residence, without spending a dime of your own money. You'll see a preponderance of evidence in this book. Second, the way to lose in my world is guaranteeing debt. We don't apply for loans, we don't fill out applications, suck up to bankers, we don't use our credit in any way, shape, or form to buy single-family houses. And if I catch you using your credit, I'm going to personally pursue you and cause harm. Stay out of banks. I'll show you how my students and I are buying millions of dollars in real estate with no personal liability. And if you insist on breaking the rule, I can promise you your empire will be built on a house of cards, not a solid foundation. We do not guarantee debt. It is the number one biggest mistake you can make in real estate. And then there's a third way you can add to the list to lose in real estate. And it's of equal importance, and it can be avoided easily. We don't make promises we can't keep. If you don't lie to the people you deal with and simply tell it like it is, you won't have to remember who you lied to last. What an amazing idea. We simply deal with those who want to deal with us and whack the rest at lightning speed, and I'll come back to that later. We don't have to have secrets. We don't have to tell mistruths or take advantage of folks. Out of all the 3,000 houses that I've purchased, I never bought a single house from a person who didn't want to sell it to me, or they wouldn't have signed the agreement. It works everywhere. Where there are people who live in houses, there are people who want to buy and sell houses. And regardless of the economy, the climate, or geographic location, it's always been that way and it always will be that way, regardless of what happens around us that's totally out of our control. It matters not who's president, what the interest rates are, whether it's a buyer's market or a seller's market. There's always plenty for us to do when we understand the business. I tell my students that if it doesn't work where you live, you can always move. Of course, as soon as you're out of town, it'll start working for everyone else. If you say it won't work here, it never will. And I believe the best place to do a deal is in your own backyard. If you can't do deals where you live, moving won't help a bit. Only training can fix the problem, not a U-Haul truck. Every day's a pleasure to go to work. When I was a mechanic, I hated to go to work. I went because I thought I had to. Groceries are a requirement around my house. I'd work 12 hours a day and come home with burnt hands and greasy fingernails and, of course, a lousy attitude. Then I got into real estate and I couldn't wait to go to work. Every day was exciting. I was in charge and on fire with passion for my work. As a mechanic, weekends and vacations were what I lived for. As my own boss, I didn't want to quit on weekends. I want to work. To this day, I take vacations because my wife says we should. Personally, I'd prefer a postcard. But you've been married as long as I have, you learn to do what you're told. We've been married for well over 50 years, and she's still putting up with me. With 4 children and 9 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren and more on the way, here's the secret to a long marriage that's worked for me. You can be happy, or you can be right. Pick one. If I were you, gentlemen, I could commit this to memory because it'll save you a lot of arguments. As I write this, over 36 years after I got into real estate and over 3,000 houses later, and after training more than 500,000 students, doing hundreds of seminars and creating a mountain of products, I still can't wait to get out of the bed and go to work. Now, some folks think that's the definition of a workaholic. I can assure you those folks are broke. You see, when you can't wait to get at what you love, even if it appears to be work to others, there's no such thing as stress in your life. Stress is for job slaves who hate what they do. People without a mission don't understand missionaries. Working from home, no large investment or franchise fee. I worked from home for 2 years until Beverly, my wife, told me to get an office. And until recently, I worked from my office outside of my home where I did real estate and built other businesses. Today, I'm back in my home with an outside office I visit occasionally to pester my staff and my COO, who runs our business called Global Publishing, Inc. And most of my students start working from home and just stay there. Many are making an excess of $1 million a year from their home. Your biggest investment will be in your education, and there you don't have a choice. There are only 2 ways to get that education, and that's the easy way or the hard way, and most of us do it the hard way, like I did. Obviously, the best way to learn any business is to follow a proven system and do no pioneering. I've made millionaires all over North America and other countries, people who choose to follow my system. Some did so immediately, whereas others tried it their way for a while and then came back to my way. Some tried it their ways and never came back. But sooner or later, they all come back to Papa and realize maybe if I just did what I was told, that it would go easier and I'd get there quicker. You get to decide whether you choose the easy way or the hard way. And remember this, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Fortunately for you, there's plenty of training available beyond this book. We have courses, live trainings on all aspects of quick turn real estate, and mentoring on the phone for 6 months with a qualified person, almost ensuring you that you succeed and helping you get checks while you're going through that 6 months. The options are all on my website at ronlegrand.com. This is a part-time business that produces a full-time income. Anyone spending more than 10 to 15 hours a week buying and selling houses is wasting most of their time. And I'll be the first to tell you that's exactly what most people do. It's easy to be busy. It's more difficult to be productive. The real art is to be productive without being busy. So the right thing, do the right things, and that's exactly what will happen. Do the wrong things, and you'll feel like real estate is just another job sucking up all your time. People forget or never learn what business is supposed to be about. It should be about freeing up your time so you can enjoy life and do the things you can't do as a job slave. Business is supposed to provide you and your family for you and your family and make life easier, not drag you into an endless vacuum of always being busy but never getting rich. The most important lesson I ever learned in business is the one of the toughest for most people to incorporate into their business and life, but doing it can make you very, very wealthy. But not doing it, your life will pass by in an endless parade of minutiae. Here's the big lesson that it's my credo and what has contributed to the success of so many millionaires and of course mine as well. And in fact, it's so important, it's a trademark quote. Here it is. The less I do, the more I make. This is not about being busy and it's not about working. It's about making money, a lot of it. And I'll suggest to you that the busier you become, the less productive you'll be. Here's another wake-up call for you. If you can't do real estate part-time, you won't do any better at it full-time. You just have more time to waste doing the same stupid stuff day in and day out. We are all self-made, but only the successful people will admit it. Earl Nightingale. If you wish to get more on this subject of automation and systemization, order my new book called The Less I Do, The More I Make from our office or from Amazon.